What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So excited that Ichiro Suzuki was voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday.
Yeah.
So in honor of this incredible moment, especially for us Mariners fans, we want to see how well you know Ichiro.
Popcorn, Cracker Jacks, come on, Ichiro, swing the bat.
Do you remember this? Kid Sensation, part of some Mix-a-Lots crew.
Oh my gosh, no.
My buddy Cola. He wrote a song about Ichiro.
That's awesome.
The three of you started dancing so hard when Steve started playing this, I'm kind of embarrassed for you.
Popcorn, Cracker Jacks, come on, Ichiro.
Sorry.
So, Migs, I understand that you went ahead and did some research. You
have
some
did.
Random facts about Ichiro.
I found some random fun facts about Ichiro and then also some random fun facts about other Seattle Mariners players. So you have to guess if it's Ichiro or Ichino.
Ichino. Okay. Jason from Portland, Oregon is on the phone and you are a big Ichiro fan. Yes.
Yes, I am. I'm a big Taron fan, too. Taron, if you ever get the 7-year Ichiro, you know, is there any chance I can get to first base?
Whoa! Let's go! Jason calling his shot.
Just going for it.
That's not a single. That's a grand salami right there, baby.
It's not even 7 in the morning yet.
Well, you know, what happens in Portland, Oregon stays in Portland,
People
Oregon.
People are up.
I love it. Jason, you're the man.
Yeah, we don't mess around down here.
All right. That is very true. All right, I'm going to read you a fact about Ichiro or maybe another Seattle Mariners player, and you have to guess whether or not it's Ichiro or Ichino. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, well, this one seems kind of odd after what you just said, but a Japanese publication was willing to pay up to $2 million for a photograph of the nation's most famous baseball player, Ichiro, buck naked.
Wow.
That is true, I think.
That is very true.
Nice.
I remember that. I was actually working at the end, and they would let us have access to the locker room so we could do interviews with the players. And it was right around that time, and Ichiro would be in the locker rooms. And all I was thinking is, I could make a lot of money. But, of course, I wouldn't. That would be terrible. Could you imagine if I got busted trying to take a picture? Because back then, I didn't have a cell phone with a camera.
Sometimes you have to seize the day, Steve.
Like, Steve, why do you have a Polaroid? Don't worry about it. All right, next one. During a 2001 spring training game, Ichiro threw a ball and it hit a bird mid-flight, resulting in a puff of feathers and one of baseball's most bizarre moments. Is that Ichiro or Ichino?
That's Ichino.
That's right, because it was Randy Johnson. That is still the craziest story.
That's so insane.
And I love that he's now doing, he's a photographer. And
yes.
His business card is like a silhouette of that moment when the bird just exploded into
so
feathers.
So insane.
All right, well, speaking of Randy Johnson, Ichiro wore number 51 throughout his career as a tribute to Randy Johnson, who wore the number before him on the Mariners. And Ichiro felt honored to carry on the legacy. Is that Ichiro or Ichino?
Ichiro.
Correct. You do know your Ichiro.
Crushing it.
I don't know, man. If Brad doesn't work out.
I got a backup.
This guy knows his Ichiro. All right, here's another one. Ichiro learned English and Spanish during his baseball career, mainly so that he could trash talk the other team. Ichiro or Ichino?
Ichiro.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
I thought that was hilarious that I saw that he learned Spanish just to mess with some of the players that only spoke Spanish. All right, how about this one? Ichiro wore a T-shirt under his jersey that said, "Chicks dig the long ball."
Oh, my gosh.
Ichiro.
Ichino.
Do you remember what baseball player did wear that shirt?
Not offhand, no.
Think Frosted Tips?
I'm sorry.
Brett Boone, baby. I remember hearing about that, and that was also around the time where I got to go into the locker rooms, and sure as that, he took his jersey off, and he had a t-shirt that just said a small font, Chicks Dig the Long Ball.
That is awesome.
Right. All right, Ichiro. He's an opera singer. He has an incredible singing voice, and he has performed the national anthem at Mariners games.
Ichino.
He's crushing it.
Jason.
Dan Wilson.
Yeah.
Actually is an opera singer.
That is insane.
I thought that was crazy. All right, here's another one. He was diagnosed with a rare eye condition, but still became one of the best pure hitters in Major League Baseball history.
That's true, I think.
Wow, we finally found one that you didn't get right. That is actually about Edgar Martinez.
Oh no.
Hey, you're still doing great, Jason. No need to be disappointed.
All right, one more. Let's see.
He's still outstanding in his field.
All right, let's see if we get on a high note. Before every game, Ichiro ate the same meal, a curry dish made by his wife. He believed it helped him perform consistently on the field.
That's true, I think.
You are right.
Wow. Nice work, Jason.
One more. Ichiro had terrible gas during game. No, I'm kidding.
Jason, you know Ichiro better than the three of us, four of us combined.
Yeah, baseball is my favorite sport.
So, were you mad when you heard the story of one baseball writer didn't vote him in?
No, but you guys need to play more cowbell.
All right, we'll save your number also when Taryn's looking to stray. Keep it weird, Portland.
I love Portland people.
I do too.
They're just the greatest.